Hey y'all tuned in to City Skies to Mountain Views. Welcome to the podcast that focuses on different positive aspects that help lead to living a much more positive life. Enjoy, y'all. Beautiful people, welcome back to City Skies to Mountain Views, y'all. I hope everyone had a wonderful week. I know that it has been pretty tough this week, especially with the coronavirus and how it has spread all over. Before anything, I definitely just want to shout out and applaud everybody that's been taking the safety measures and the precautions to make sure they're doing well themselves, that their families are doing well, that their friends and any close ones, pets, you know, etc. That, you know, we just want to continue to unite and just make sure that we get through this, because we're definitely going to get through this, y'all. Don't worry about that. But before we start the segment, definitely want to let you know how my week went, you know, amongst everything that happened. But it was a pretty interesting week. Definitely gonna base this week on what the topic is. And before we get to that, my lady and I, we ended up signing up for, like, I Love Kickboxing. And that was pretty dope. Like, I did my first class, and I know that my lady and I, we were just looking for a different way to just get our cardio in, because, you know, we can do the Stairmaster or the treadmill, but it does get boring. So we definitely just wanted to change it up, and we both did our first class, and yo, we had a blast. Like, I definitely recommend y'all to try it out, if anything, and yo, just take some stress out, take some frustrations out. But also, my lady had kind of tricked me, but not really. So we went to Petland out here in Vegas and ended up getting a nice little furry friend. And we ended up picking up Louie, a.k.a. Lou Will. And yo, like, when I tell you that he's such a dope dog, like, I've never really had a pet in my life when I was younger. My lady has, so I know she was definitely a little more calm and kind of, she's definitely more aware of what she should do. I'm over here, like, panicking sometimes. I'm over here trying to make sure he doesn't take a poop on the floor, and yo, but he's definitely amazing. And the one thing that I really realized, especially when I thought back about my own self when I was in school or when I was swimming or playing other sports or even when I was coaching, but it's really on the aspect of being consistent. Like, it's so important, especially with a dog, you know, because if you're not consistent with that dog, they're just going to end up doing what they want. And then that's when everything goes to shit. So as I was really working with Louie throughout this whole week, I definitely asked myself, why is being so consistent so important? And I sat down for a little bit and I really took it back to even my youth when I was in school and I was swimming or playing other sports and getting better at them, to even working well with communicating better with my parents throughout those times and communicating better with my sister, communicating better with my significant other at the time, communicating better with my friends. But being consistent, it always helps to create a habit. But we also have to focus on making sure that it's a positive habit, because we can also consistently hurt ourselves, you know, physically, emotionally, and we might not realize it at the time, but we might do things on a consistent basis that affects us negatively. And until we realize that it's really hurting us and that we want to change, then that's when we start really changing our habits so that we can develop much more positive habits so we don't hurt ourselves in that aspect. But it also helps strive towards a goal. Like, I know for myself, like, as an athlete, being consistent, our coaches are always telling us, come to practice every day, and we're going to work on this specific technique, or we're going to work on this specific skill. We're going to work on sprints. We're going to, you know, work on our core. We're going to do all of these little things are what is going to help us become the champions that, you know, our coaches see, that our friends see, that sometimes we don't see ourselves. Sometimes we work so hard and we don't see the results of us working so hard, but you have to give it some time. Like, if you never heard of that rule that it takes 21 days to create a habit, and it's really, like, I ended up experimenting that with coming back to the gym, and when I really focused on those first 3 weeks of working out, it definitely helped made the journey so much smoother. I was able to just tell myself, hey, I'm going to the gym, instead of fighting myself about it, especially after a long day of work. So being able to just focus on being consistent and just getting myself to the gym was able to then just turn my mentality on, I got to get to the gym. I got to get this workout in. I'm going to get this class in. I got to make sure that I'm being physically active. Then just because we've already passed that difficult stage of just getting there. So now, once we have built that consistency of, for example, getting to the gym when we're supposed to go and when we want to go, it doesn't become or doesn't feel like a burden. It's now we can develop and challenge ourselves and push ourselves to the next level. So the quote that I want to share with y'all today for this being consistent segment is by the Stoic philosopher Epictetus, and it states, "Don't explain your philosophy, embody it." And I think that's such a dope quote, and it's very powerful, because ask yourself, do you embody your own philosophy? Whatever your philosophy may be, are you being consistent with your philosophy? Are you being consistent with your way of life? Are you being consistent with the way that you actually want to be treated, with the way that you want to treat people? You know, there's so much that comes to this, because especially for me with my sports mind, I definitely automatically think about all of these athletes that train so hard and give their blood, sweat, and tears, you know, to the sport. You know, you have Kobe Bryant, you know, rest in peace, man. But the legend, he was in the gym at 3 a.m, 4 a.m, texting players, texting other coaches, texting trainers, talking about, yo, I'm at the gym already, pull up. And everybody's like, yo, Kobe, you're crazy. But that was his work ethic. He wanted to be the best. He wasn't settling for less. And with this consistency, you will see the results of your hard work. You will see the results of your blood, sweat, and tears in whatever you put your mind to, whether it's finishing school, whether it's killing it at your new job, whether it's doing what you got to do for your family, whether it's what you got to do for yourself. Even, you know, you want to lose a whole bunch of weight, you know, you're ready to move, you're ready to take control of your life, you're ready to, you know, bring in a newborn child into the world, you know. And even for myself, like, I'm still learning the ropes here with having a dog as a, you know, as, like, my best friend. I don't even want to call it a pet, like, but, yo, because that's what I see, like, my dog as. That's what I see Louis as, especially, you know, with the connection that we have been making over these days, the frustrations that I have had because he, ended up shitting on the floor and not on a wee-wee pad or, you know, things like that. But even like, I'll sit down and I'll talk to him. And I'm like, hey, man, what's up? But, and even that, like, it was so dope because even for a day like today, I'm like, all right, let me see where my progress is with him. And he was amazing, and he's been amazing so far. As I'm doing this podcast right now, he's just chilling, laying next to me, and it's so dope. Like, I've never thought that I would have such a great experience, you know, raising a dog. But, yo, go out there and go try it. Like, this is definitely one of these, if you listen to my last episode about fear, oh man, I can definitely tell you how fearful I was in that dog shop, you know, at Petland, when all my lady saw, like, my lady had stars in her eyes, and I'm over here like, yo, I'm really about to get a dog. Yo, and I told my mom and my dad was hilarious, because he was just like, yo, I did two kids, man. I did you and your sister. I don't know if I could raise a dog. And I, you know, we're just all laughing, but it's honestly on the effort that you put. No lie, but like, aside from it being raising a dog, it's honestly the effort on being consistent in your life in general. You want to live a more positive life, then you have to consistently think more positive. You have to consistently act more positive. You have to consistently even just surround yourself around more positivity. We always want to try to, like, negate all that negativity. We don't want to be around that negativity. Like, that's that shit that we just want to, you know, and slowly but surely step away from. And then once we see and feel how much better shit is, once we feel, yo, like, we're living a much better life, like, we feel healthier, we're eating healthier, we're thinking healthier, you know, all of these all come in the aspect of being consistent with your life and taking control, because I know that's something that many of us don't feel like we have. We don't feel like we have control of our own lives. Fuck that. Take control of your life. Be consistent with what you want in your life. And that goes in regards to everything, anything and everything. You know, it's up to you to make it happen. It's up to you to make sure that you get what you want. Simple as that. Like, but yo, listen up, everybody. I want to thank y'all for tuning in and listening to episode 4. If y'all have any questions about my dog, so I have a golden doodle, an F1 type, if I'm not mistaken, an F1B, and yo, I am very excited to see this dude grow. Like, at first I was a little hesitant, because I'm like, yo, damn, like, I don't know how I feel about big dogs, especially coming from New York, where I was always like, you weren't around small dogs in New York, like, especially in the Bronx. You always saw pit bulls and just big dogs everywhere. So I was always like, man, I don't know how I feel about that. But yo, I'm very excited for this dude to grow. Like, he's very sweet, he's very smart, like, and yo, like, it's so dope, like, how I really developed a companionship with him and how my lady developed her companionship with him. And we just can't wait to just see the results of us training him and being consistent with him. If you guys and girls want to take a look at Louie, you can check out my Instagram at MVPERALTA_21, or it'll be MVPERALTA_21. And yo, take a look. He's such a dope dog, and I'll definitely show pictures of him growing throughout the time. Everybody, please have a safe week. I hope everybody's able to feel better if they're sick. If you guys are doing that self-quarantine, hey, man, you're going to get through this. We're all going to get through this, y'all. Y'all already know. Have a great week, y'all.